Well, y'all ready for the word today? I'm going to jump right into it. How about that? Can we do that? Can we just jump right in? The word has the ability to change your life. If you will submit yourself to the word of God in every area of your life, it has the power to change your life. We need to understand that. We need to keep that before us all the time. That the word has the power to change our circumstance. If we'll apply the word to our life, we can change our circumstances. If we don't like them, amen?
Yes.
We can do that. Well, we've been talking about aligning ourselves, right? Coming into an alignment with our assignment. We've been talking a lot about our part in the kingdom. Our part here at Christian Growth Center. I've been encouraging y'all to get involved. And people have. Praise God. I believe the Holy Spirit is speaking to people. And I believe they're being obedient. And they're stepping up.
Yes.
Amen. They're stepping out. Maybe even out of their comfort zone. But I truly believe that when we step out of our comfort zone like that, out in faith, that's when He can truly use us.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Well, this lasted about 2 minutes because it is burning up here. I'm sorry, y'all. Roger and Frida, I know y'all appreciated how well I looked in that coat this morning, but it's coming off, amen? Getting in alignment with our assignment. I just want to review a few things because we had a week off and then we had a week of ministry last Sunday, which was awesome, amen? It was awesome. Have a time of ministry like that, and people talk about people stepping out. Mr. Dusty Cromer stepping out, I believe, with a word from the Lord. And I believe that as we see things happening in the earth, as we see time drawing near to the second coming of Jesus Christ, I believe more and more people are going to be stepping out like that. We have to, body. We have to. We have to all be doing our part. We have all a part to do. Now, I'm not saying everybody has to do that. Everybody has to, have a word or get into the public eye with it. But no, there's a part for you to play. It may be in the background, right? It may very well be in the background. You may very well, someone may very well never know what you have done for the kingdom of God, but God. But trust me, you will be rewarded. Amen? So this is the word that has come up, alignment. And I'm just calling this the year of alignment. I think I said that before. The year of alignment. Getting things in alignment for the soon return of the coming King. Amen? Getting things in alignment. Getting this body in alignment with its assignment. And I shared this definition. I'll share it again. I just want to refresh y'all of where we've been going here, okay? Alignment means the proper positioning or state of adjustment of parts in relation to each other. So we are all getting in alignment with our assignment as it's related to all of us. Each of us has a different part to play. And when we play that part, when we do our part, when we come in alignment with our assignment, and we're all doing that, then we all come together as a unified body in one accord, and mighty things happen when we come together in one accord. Amen. Ephesians 4:16, this is still a little bit of review out of the NIV version. Ephesians 4, chapter 4, verse 16 says, "From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love, as each part does its work." As each one of you does your work, the body is building itself up in love. Do you see that? Do you see that correlation? The body, the church, cannot build itself up unless the church or each part, somebody say, "I am the church," does its work. Amen?
Amen?
Getting everyone in their place. Getting everyone in alignment
with their assignment. Again, and I shared, you know, part of what my role is as pastor. I believe that, you know, I'm to help you find that place. You know, there are times when, there are times, and you know, it hasn't happened to me specifically, when, and I've heard pastors will look out and see a face and see the, and can see the part that they're supposed to play, and then go and encourage that person to do that, to fulfill that role. That's part of what I am called to do, is to recognize the gifts in the body and provide opportunity for you to use those gifts. Amen? That's part of what I'm to do. Jesus, when he did all those wonderful miracles, he looked out on the crowd, the one in Matthew, I believe it is, or Mark, or both, looked out on the crowd, and he had compassion on them because they looked like one without a shepherd. They looked like ones without a shepherd, no one to lead and guide them and to help them and to encourage them and to come alongside of them, to defend them, to protect them. That's part of my role. And I think I told you, I'm endeavoring to be that pastor for you. And that my love for you is genuine. It is deepening day by day. And I hope you sense that. I hope you know that. And am I going to do everything right? Well, of course I am. No, what? No, of course not. I'm not going to do everything right, but I'm endeavoring. I am learning and I am growing. Amen. We're all growing, right? I mean, has anyone come to the point of perfection? No, we are all growing in the Lord each and every day. Amen. So you have a shepherd that cares about you and wants to see you thrive. Why? I want to see you thrive personally, and I want to see this church thrive corporately, and I want to see the body of Christ thrive universally. That is my heart's desire. Amen? That's why we need to be about our Father's business, doing what we are called to do, so we can thrive and do our part. And when the church, the people, when they get in their place, when y'all get in your place, I'm telling you, when we get in our place as a church, as Christian Growth Center, we are unstoppable. We are unstoppable. We will do everything we've been talking about in this New River Valley. We will do and see the things that we've seen in the Bible. That Jesus did, that the apostles did, that the disciples did. It hasn't changed. That is still what he wants to accomplish. That is still his calling card to the lost. But our testimony is as well. And that's why I keep encouraging you week after week. You've got to get in your place. You've got to be out there talking about the things of God. It's got to be part of our everyday conversation. Yes. Something that I've been doing, I may have shared it, I don't know. I think I did, maybe touched on it, but I'm endeavoring. Every time I go out in public, I am endeavoring to seek the Lord and say, Lord, give me an opportunity. Give me an open door. Show me. Show me someone that I can talk to. Show me where I can share the goodness of God. But, you know, whatever it may be, show me. We all need to be doing that. We all need to be so in tune or aligned. That's good. That's a good word. Where'd you get that from? We need to be so aligned with the Spirit that He can open a door. We hear it and we walk through that door, and it's going to change someone's life. It'll change somebody's life. That's what we're called to do. And he'll speak to us for every situation. You know, I mean, and one situation may be different from another. You know, if you're in line at the grocery store, that's different than if you're at work. Or, you know, I'm telling you, he will bring opportunities your way if you will just ask him. And don't be fearful about it. Don't doubt it. Don't allow doubt and fear to steal your destiny. Don't allow it. It's time to step up as a church. Amen?
Amen.
It is. We're still in review here. I want to see CGC, I said this, making waves in the New River Valley. I want to see a shaking occur. You know, we've talked about this being an epicenter, and Kelvin said it earlier at the growth class that there may be many epicenters. We're not saying that we are the one, you know, we're the church, we're the only church. There may be many epicenters, but I want Christian Growth Center to fulfill its destiny of being an epicenter and a shaking going on in this community. I want to see people involved in our community. I was just thinking about it the other day. Pastor Rob said this about another pastor somewhere out southwest. He's getting involved in like the Chamber of Commerce. I mean, these are the things that we need to start thinking about. We can't just allow our thinking to be, we're going to come here every Sunday, we're going to hear a word, we're going to go home. We've got to get, I mean, if we're serious about this. If we are serious about our community, about the New River Valley and taking the New River Valley for God and forwarding and moving along the kingdom of God, these are we need to get outside the box of these walls in our thinking and say, okay, Lord, where do I need to be assigned to? Are you assigning me to represent Christian Growth Center at the Chamber of Commerce meetings? Are you telling me to write a response to an article that was, you know, anti-God, anti-whatever? Are you calling me to write a response to that article just, you know, as a response, as making representation of the body of Christ in our community? These are the things that we need to start thinking about. It's time to wake up. It's time to wake up. It's time to take our stand as a body, as the body of Christ in our community. And I'm not saying be belligerent. No. I'll give this as an example of how I think I'm called to do this one thing. And some of y'all may have heard about it or know about it. And I haven't read anything about it. I heard about it through my child and then a couple other people in the community. But at Auburn School, right? That's where my kids go to school, Auburn, out there in the Reiner area. For Valentine's, there is a club, and I don't know the official title of it, but it's the LGBT club for the school. And they went around and posted stuff on people's lockers. And it wasn't any, you know, they just... I don't know what it was exactly. If somebody knows, they can help me out with this. But it was like hearts or said from such and such such club. Well, that's okay. I'm not, you know, attacking that. What I want to know is if a Christian club has that same ability to go around and post something on people's lockers and say it's from the such and such Christian believers. So... Hence my point. I will write the principle, and I will simply put it this way. I'm just curious. I heard about this. One, can you confirm that it's true? I don't want to be making false accusations. And two, do all groups have the same ability or the same privilege or whatever you want to call it? These are the things I'm talking about getting involved in our community. It doesn't have to be, bam, whack you over the head. It can be in love. But every time that you do something like that, you are promoting the name of Jesus. You're promoting the kingdom of God. You're making people aware of where you stand and that there is, oh wow, there is a kingdom of God out there and it's alive and active. That some people, millions, don't even know if it's active, or if it's alive, or if it's true. Because we're not doing our part. And this is not... I feel like I'm getting on convicting y'all. I'm not. I'm encouraging you. I want to encourage you to take up your banner, right? Take up your banner. Wave it around. Let everybody know. and do your part.
Amen? Amen? And many have started to do that, and I congratulate the ones that have, and I believe you are catching on. You are catching on, and you're standing up, and you're stepping up. Even in here, we've had people coming forward wanting to help out, you know, wanting to volunteer in the sound booth and volunteer in the back with the kids and wanting to sing musicians. We need musicians, you know. Talk to all your musician friends. If they ain't born again, get them born again. We'll disciple them and we'll get them on the platform. Amen? I have no problem with that. I'm not going to stick them right up there. I'm not saying that. Get them in here. Get them born again and we'll disciple them. I'm telling you, I know I can't, but there is something going on with the music of this house. For this time, for this season, it's going to be a unique sound, and it is going to reach out. And for somehow, some way, it's going to get noticed. I'm not saying we're going to be a... Anyways, I'm not saying anything. That's all I know. What is God speaking to you? That's what I'm asking. What is God speaking to you? What is God speaking to you? He wants to speak to you. If you're not hearing Him, it's not because of Him. Let me say that again. If you are not hearing from God, if you're not hearing the Holy Spirit, it's not on His end. It's on our end. Amen? And it starts right here in our heart. It starts right here in our heart. And where does it go from there? Out of our mouth. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The mouth speaks. Let our conversation be of the Lord. Let our conversation be of the Lord. I had an example down here because I've had these notes for a week or two, and I've added to and amended them. But I had, you know, how many watched the Super Bowl? Everybody, it's okay. You can watch the Super Bowl. I watched it. But how many heard some of the things coming forth out of the mouths of some of the players of the Eagles after the victory? Did you hear some of that? I mean, how unpopular was that back when Tim Tebow was trying to do some of that? But it's starting to be accepted now. And this is my point. Somebody has to step out. Somebody has to have the courage to do something, and it's going to encourage other people to do the same. Yeah. And that's just an example. Those Eagles players stepping up and stepping out. And now you're seeing little things, you know, all coming, you know, I believe from the kneeling and stuff like that. You're seeing people are starting to counteract that with their... positive influences, if you will. Coaches stepping up, and Buzz right down here at Virginia Tech's one of them. The basketball coach. You know, he is encouraging his players to do what's right. And why? You know, that's the thing I loved about him. And this video has been out for a while, but, you know, he brought all these veterans down to the court and brought his whole team out there and said, look, this is why we are standing to honor those that have fought for this country. We are honoring that flag which represents this country and the people that have fought for this country and have laid down their lives, and not just military, but first responders, all those. Laid down their lives for others, for you and me. Saw a movie last night. This has nothing to do with it, but it's... I don't think I have openly wept that loud at any movie. I don't know if any of you have seen Only the Brave, about the wildfire hotshots, the firefighters. And have you seen it? Oh, my goodness. Anyways, those firefighters, those men giving their life to save communities from those wildfires. Anyways, I'm not going to spoil it for you. If you want to see it, it's a great movie. It's, man, I'm going to start weeping again if I start thinking about it.
Where does it start? It starts in our heart. Let our conversation be of the Lord in all that we do, just like those eagle players. In all that we do, they were doing something. They were professing their faith. We need to be doing something, amen? Do being the operative word. We have to be building our faith up for some time about, or we have been building up our faith for some time about the church, about being the church, right? Somebody say, I am the church. We are the church. We've been talking about that. It's high time that we do something about it. And I'm not saying that y'all aren't. I'm just sitting here encouraging you to. Turn to James. In the Bible, not James in the audience there. James is like, what, do I have a word? James chapter 1. Verse 19, and this is what I want to get to today. James chapter 1, verse 19, and I will read this out of the Amplified. Verse 19 says, understand this, my beloved brethren. Let every man be quick to hear, a ready listener. We are already listeners, amen? Be slow to speak, slow to take offense and to get angry. For man's anger does not promote the righteousness God wishes and requires. So get rid of all uncleanness and the rampant outgrowth of wickedness, and in a humble, gentle, modest spirit, receive and welcome the word which implanted and rooted in your hearts contains the power to save your souls. But be doers of the word. Obey the message, and not merely listeners to it, betraying yourselves into deception by reasoning contrary to the truth. For if anyone only listens to the word without obeying it and being a doer of it, he is like a man who looks carefully at his own natural face in a mirror. For he thoughtfully observes himself and then goes off and promptly forgets what he was like. But he who looks carefully into the faultless law, the law of liberty, and is faithful to it, and preserves in looking into it, being not a heedless listener who forgets but an active doer who obeys, he shall be blessed in his doing, his life of obedience, that is. If anyone thinks himself to be religious, piously observant of the external duties of his faith, and does not bridle his tongue, but deludes his own heart, this person's religious service is worthless. It's futile. It's barren. We are called to be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. So my message today is getting our mouth in alignment. We've been talking about getting in alignment with our assignment, right? Getting the church in alignment for the soon coming return of Jesus Christ. Well, it starts in our heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. We need to get our mouth in alignment with the Word of God. Amen? We get our heart right by hearing, then we get our words right. We need to get our words right. Our words in alignment, right? Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. We know this. We've heard this. You could quote it in your sleep, I'm sure. If you've been here any time at all, you know this. Death and life are in the power of your tongue, are in the words that you say, the things coming out of your mouth, what you speak. Get them in alignment with what the Word says. Because when you speak life, you're being a doer of the word. And not a hearer only. When you speak life, you're being a doer of the word. And not only a hearer. Verse 26 again in James says, if anyone thinks himself to be religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deludes his own heart, this person's religious service is worthless, futile, barren. It's kind of like that. Anybody seen that candy bar commercial? I don't know if it's a Snicker or a Milky Way or is it a Snickers? Pastor Rob likes Snickers. Is that the one? Not the one where the person changes. That's not the one I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of the one that was good. That was a good one. I'm thinking of the one where somebody's getting ready to say something and it's probably not real polite, real nice, or on point. And they take a bite of a candy bar and they're sitting there chewing, thinking about what they're going to say. And then after they finish chewing, they say the right thing. Has anybody seen that commercial? Oh, come on. Huh? Is that a Snickers too? So that's what some of us, here's my point, need to be chewing on your candy bar before you respond with your mouth. When you sense yourself something rising up inside of you that's going to come out of your mouth that is not correct, you stick that candy bar in your mouth and you go to chewing and you think about it and you think about it and you say, oh, thank you, Lord. That's what I need to say. When your significant other asks if they look good in a particular outfit, and something comes up and rises inside of you and you stick that candy bar in. And then when you're done chewing, honey, that is the most beautiful outfit I've ever seen you wear. I'm being silly, but you know what my point is. Sometimes we need to think before we speak. That's the real thing. We need to think before we speak. We need to think and we need to get our words in a line with what the Word of God says and then speak it. Amen? Are you in James still? Turn over to chapter 3. And I want to read this out of the King James Version. James chapter 3, verse 1, and I want to read down to probably around 12. That's why I want to read out of King James. It's less wordy. It says, my brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle his whole body. Remember, we just read out of chapter 1. Bridling our tongue. Verse 3, behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold, also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so, the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire of hell. Verse 7, for every kind of beast, and of birds, and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not be so. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. Our entire being, just like putting the bridle in the horse's mouth and turning that large animal. I've seen videos where there's three-year-olds up there on those big, gigantic horses. Listeth any of them? No. Directing them where they should go. directing them where they should go. Our entire being goes as our tongue goes. This is important. As we're getting in alignment with our assignment, it's important that we line up our mouths with that assignment. We have to hear, and then we got to line our mouths up with what we're hearing. We have to speak forth those things. Y'all have heard this before? People claiming these things to their body. My allergies, my headache, my back pain, my leg pain. You're claiming it with your mouth. Do you know that the devil cannot see into your mind? He cannot read your thoughts. But when you speak it out of your mouth, he can hear those words. And he can use those words against you. That's why our words are so important. That's why death and life are in the power of our words. The power of the tongue. That's why it's so important what we are saying out of our mouth. Each and every day. Each and every day. Each and every day in every circumstance. And that's why we need them candy bars sometimes. And I know that, you know, every situation, you know, doesn't allow you to just take a step back. That's where when you build in yourself up on your most holy faith, it's inside of you. Yeah. And it comes out. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. My back is killing me. How many times have you heard people say things just off the cuff and they don't realize it? I'm telling you, they don't realize it. But we as born-again believers need to realize what's coming out of our mouth. And we need to change the words that are coming out of our mouth. Your back ain't killing you. Your words are killing you. Amen? Truth is, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So again, what is he speaking to you? And then line your words up with what he's saying. Bring your words into alignment with what God is saying. Make your alignment, get in alignment with your assignment, because we are called to be influencers. We, you, me, the body of Christ is called to influence this fallen world. We are called to do that. And when we're in alignment, we can do that. Can't we? Let me give you an example. I'll be wrapping it up with this. If your hip is out of alignment, if anybody's had a hip out of alignment or a displaced hip, or you'll know what I'm talking about. If your hip is out of alignment, it affects other areas of your body. It affects your back. It affects your legs, your knees, your feet, even your neck. It does that. Why? Because you're making an adjustment for it. I'll give the perfect example. When I got out of the hospital, I had been in that bed for 8 days, right? And it just, something was not in alignment. Something wasn't right in my leg. My left leg was just not working right. It wasn't working properly. But I wanted to go to a football game. It was the first UVA football game that I was going to get to attend with Caleb, and I really wanted to go. And the parking lot that we had to park in, I thought it was a mile. It, you know, probably a quarter of a mile. I don't know. It seemed like 10 miles. It might as well have been 10 miles. That we had to walk to Scott Stadium. And Caleb was like, "You all right? I can drive." No, I'm good. Well, I walked that half a mile. Let's cut them right in the middle. I walked that half a mile. My leg was, so I was favoring that leg the whole time that I was walking that half mile. Well, man, after the game, after I got back home, my foot got so swollen. My right foot got so swollen. Why? Because I was favoring that leg and I was putting more pressure on another part of my body. My point is, when you're not in alignment with your assignment, you're causing another part of the body to compensate for you. And the body is not whole when it's doing that. It's causing pain to other areas of the body. When you don't step up and do your part in the body of Christ, someone else has to do your part. Just like when Jesus came, the triumphant entry, you know. If they don't cry out, the rocks will cry out. Somebody's got to take that load. Your load. If you're not taking on your part, someone else has to. And they may not be graced to do it. And it affects the body of Christ. It affects the church. It affects Christian Growth Center. And it causes the body not to work properly. Not to work properly. And even causes pain. And like Ephesians 4:16 says, the body does not get built up then. When God has called you to a part in the body, and you're not coming in alignment with that, the body's not being built up like it should be. It's not being built up like it should be. But it starts in your heart and in your mouth, the confession of your mouth. What are we saying? What are we speaking? Are our words lining up in alignment with what the Spirit is saying, with what the Word of God says? Are our words lining up? You know, Jonah, he knew what he was supposed to do. What did he say? No. I'm not going down to Nineveh. No. No, 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 no. What happened? Y'all know the story. Don't end up in the belly of a whale. What's the moral to this story? The moral is, let's listen to what God is calling us to do. Let's be doers of that word, not hearers only. Let's walk through the doors that He's opening for us and will gladly open for us. Let's walk through those doors. Let's step through them. And as we do, that door is going to open up. We're going to see clearer. And it's steps of faith. Look, I don't think He's going to give you the whole picture all at once. I just don't. One, it'd be overwhelming for some of us. If you would have told me 15 years ago that I would be standing right here doing what I'm doing, I'm telling you, I would have been a Jonah on the next boat out of town. That's just the truth. But it was steps of faith. Steps of faith. I was asked to do a teaching at a men's group. That was a step of faith for me. It started way back when I was helping the youth here. I was asked, and I've told you, I was asked to just pray to open up the meeting. No, I ain't doing it. So you see what I'm saying? If God at that moment, if the Holy Spirit would have revealed to me that I'd be standing in this pulpit one day, I would have bolted. I would have said, nope. So He reveals things to us one step at a time sometimes. We got to take that step of faith. And then He'll reveal the next one. And we'll take that step of faith. Anybody seen those movies, Spy Kids? Anybody seen them? There's one of them. There's like six of them. I don't know how many they are. But there's this one where they're in this battle scene or something, and it's futuristic, right? And they're in it. I'm not going to explain it to you. The thing is that the step appears when they go out. The step appears and they can step, and then it looks like they're going down into a cavern in this one. And as they take a step, the step appears. That's how, I mean, God's going to give you ground to step on. If you will just step out in faith, He's going to give you a firm foundation for that foot to land on. And then He's going to provide the next step for you. And then the next step. We need to be bold, courageous, and step out in faith. Amen? And that's what I want to encourage you today to do. Step out in faith as He speaks to you. as he shares something with you. Why? Because we need it for the building up of the body. We need it. We have to have it so we can be built up, edified in love. Amen?
Amen.
Do y'all see that? Are you encouraged by it? How many want to step out?
Yes.
Half of you, that's pretty good. All right, come on up. I believe that we are coming into a time where the body of Christ, I see individuals fulfilling their destinies. I see individuals so full of the love of God that the community, the people around them, can't help but be impacted by that. I see the boldness of Christians in our community, not in a condemning manner. I'm talking just the boldness sharing the love of God. I see people in our community operating in the gifts of the Spirit. Not just here, not here in this church. In the community, the gifts of the Spirit in operation, changing the lives of the people. I see that. And we have a part in that, church. Christian Growth Center has a part in that. And we need to step up and play our part. Do our part.
Amen?
Amen? We can do it. Together, we can do it. Doesn't that sound like some corporate training program? But together we can do it. And we need to be loving on one another, building each other up, right? Edifying one another as we come together as a body like this. Just like we did beforehand, going around. And come expecting, like I said, if you need a word, you're going to get a word. But come expecting to give one, too, to someone that needs to hear something. Needs to be edified, need to be lifted up. And if you will just spend time with the Holy Spirit, He will lead you and guide you, and He will direct you. He will let you see into people's heart and know what they need to hear.
Amen.
That they are loved. That they are cared for. That they mean something. That they are important.